Hello and welcome to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name is Maura Maxwell and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Welcome to Fruitcast. This podcast is all about food waste. Food and packaging waste is a major headache for the fresh produce trade. But nowadays, there are many companies for whom addressing that challenge is at the core of their business. And we're going to be speaking to one of those companies right now to find out which tools and strategies could make the biggest difference in terms of food waste reduction and packaging recycling in the years ahead. So a very warm welcome to you, Christoph Frank, Global Product Manager from Tomra Food.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lovely. Well, let's just get stuck in. Christoph, why is the issue of food waste so important to Tomra? And what is the company doing to tackle this problem?
That's a very good question. And leading up to this podcast, I did a little bit of investigation and just looking around the numbers. And if you know that our population on the globe is going to increase with up to 20% in the next 30, 40 years, that's a lot of people we need to feed. But we also know that the globe is limited in space, so we need to grow more food somewhere. And on the other hand, we have 30% of food waste between growing it and actually ending up on our plate. So to grow that space, it's the space the size of Europe, we need to grow the food. However, if we can take 5% or more of this food waste away, we don't need to implement or take more nature away for the growing of the food, vegetables, fruits, etc. And that's the main objective, is to make sure that our sustainability of our planet goes up.
And of course, 5% of a huge volume is in itself significant, isn't it?
We're talking the surface of Turkey.
Oh, there you go. That puts it in perspective. Now, Tomra is a huge global company and you produce a range of different machines and digital tools. Talk us briefly through some of the different ways in which you can help, these can help to reduce waste in the fresh produce industry.
The main objective is always the same, get as much of those vegetables and fruits and food on your plate. So one of the ways to do that is to minimize waste streams, reusing it, alternative usage. Practical example is when you have blueberries, you can maybe have a little bit softer fruit. Well, you can package it in a separate bin and get it to the store really fast, and it'll still be good enough for human consumption, where in the past it was actually thrown away or was juiced or etc. So those kind of aspects help in getting more food on the table reduce waste.
Absolutely. And waste reduction is the name. Now, recycling is a huge word and it can mean a lot of different things. What does it mean to Tomra? Is it about food waste reduction specifically, or are you talking about waste recycling, or is it a mixture of both?
Well, Tomra, as a total company, we do all facets. So we have the collection side where we recycle bottles. We have waste recycling plants for plastics and electronic waste. And then on top of that, we do acquisitions in optimizing that process. For the food specifically, we are talking about preventing it from becoming waste. Because from the moment it is waste, the only thing you can turn it into at best is compost. Mm-hmm. So the main objective remains to eliminate and get it on a plate and into the stomach of mm-hmm. people.
Absolutely. And we all know that recycling is good and that we should be doing more of it. But what do you see as the biggest obstacles to increasing recycling rates on a global scale?
It's about technology and optimizing the processes. We see that our equipment that is out there is very efficient. Mm. But optimizing the process and making sure everything is linked together allows to fine-tune and get those small percentages out. Mm. And I think that is the biggest objective forward, is to look to optimize the process of food handling and production.
And of course, we all have a role to play in that. Absolutely. What do you think, like, governments, businesses, and individuals can do, you know, they're each themselves to help the problem?
I think legislation and support can help, subsidy where it matters can help, but also about education. I think that's a big topic. Mm-hmm. Having small children, it is about educating how we can save, but also, you know, simple things on how we can prevent throwing away food at home, because actually the biggest waste of food is in the grocery stores and at home. So how can we make sure that we can use all of our valuable foods? And personally, it is one of my objectives for the new year, that as the family we set, is that we're going to reduce our food waste by making sure that we don't throw anything away.
Yeah. So you heard it here, folks. Recycling starts in the home.
Yes, absolutely.
We all have a part
we
to play.
We all have a part.
Now, Christoph, finally, looking to the future, what emerging technologies do you think can revolutionize how we think about waste and resource recovery?
I would say the biggest thing is we have this chain all the way from the grower ending up on the grocery store and the individual is to really link that chain together, because there are all separate blocks today, and in the transitions from one to the other, a lot of data is lost and waste is generated, is to become a bigger player in optimizing and actually linking it all better together in finding the way where those waste streams happen so we can prevent them.
And that starts where? Does that begin with a company like Tomra, or does everyone have their role to play?
We all have a role to play, and Tomra wants to definitely be a big part of this. We are experienced in a certain section, but we're definitely looking forward to expand and connect with the components before our industry and after our industry, so that we can see where we can support those industries and in general prevent the waste from happening.
Yeah, so it's collaboration is absolutely key along the supply chain.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Christoph, thank you so much for being with us today on Fruitcast.
Thank you for having me.
That's all we have time for, so thank you to Christoph. You've been listening to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistical podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. For more great episodes, subscribe to Fruitcast in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget, fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Bye.